Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to start a new message today talking about how the Father can make someone who seems to be a failure in their own mind and even in the minds of other people to make that person to be a success. Go with me to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, this is after Yeshua had risen, and an angel is talking to the three women that came to the tomb. Verse 7, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he go before you into Galilee, there shall you see him as he said unto you. Remember, Peter denied Yeshua three times. And the angel is saying that, tell Peter too. In Acts chapter 2, please turn with me to Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. It's on the day of Pentecost. In verse 14, but Peter, standing up at the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and to hearken to my words. So he's speaking to the people that heard this great sound on the day of Pentecost and came running. But these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. They said that they were filled with wine. But verse 16, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day, said the Father, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. After Peter had denied Yeshua three times, he felt like a failure, but the Father's about ready to raise him up and make him a success. In verse 18, and all my servants and all my handmaidens shall pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I'll show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Father come. Hallelujah. And then in verse, he's preaching so, the Father's preaching through him so powerfully that the people who came running for that sound on the day of Pentecost, in verse 37, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? That Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Yeshua for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Father shall call. Verse 41, and they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto him about 3,000 souls. Look at who the Father made to be a success, who was a failure. He could do the same thing with you. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1, Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, or 3 p.m., and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. But Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give you. In the name of Yeshua, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entering with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. In verse 11, and a lame man which is healed held Peter and John. All the people ran together into Solomon's porch. And when Peter saw it, in verse 12, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why do you look upon us though we did it? The Father did it. In verse 16, and his name through faith in his name had made his man strong, whom you see and know, yet a faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Look how the Father used Peter. Hallelujah. And later on, there's so many miracles happening in chapter 5, verse 15, that the people who got under the shadow of Peter got healed just by being under the shadow of Peter. Look how the Father turned the failure into success. And he could do the same thing with you. Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. In verse 32, and it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Yeshua, make thee whole and make thy bed. And he rose up immediately. And everybody just turned to Yeshua when he saw that at Lydda and Simon. Verse 36, now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. And Peter rose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. They all gave up hope, and not Peter. But Peter put them all forth, all the doubt out, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Look how the Father used him. When he had written off himself, and people probably had written him off, but not the Father. And he hasn't written you off. He's still trying to draw you into that success. Hallelujah. In Judges chapter 3, turn with me to Judges chapter 3, verse 9. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Father raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Jacob's younger brother. The only claim to fame, so to speak, he had was that he was the son of Kenaz, who was Caleb's younger brother. He was, in a lot of people's eyes, he was insignificant, and maybe even in his eyes, he was insignificant. But not in the Father's eyes. In verse 10, and the Spirit of the Father came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war, and the Father delivered Cush, the king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed against Cush. Wow, look how the Father used somebody. Unpredictable. Unnoticed by a lot of people. Verse 12, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Father, and the Father strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Father. And he gathered unto him the children of Amnon and Amalek, and went out and smote Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the Father raised up another judge. In verse 15, but when the children of Israel cried unto the Father raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. See, in those days, if somebody was left-handed, they were under a curse, people felt, not nowadays. And so Ehud was the least likely to do anything against the enemy. And he, in his eyes, probably, in other people's eyes, he was a failure. And by Ehud, the Israelites sent, the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab, who had them in bondage. But Ehud made him a dagger which had two edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it under his clothing upon his right thigh. Now his left hand, he attached it to his right thigh. Hallelujah. It was so much wisdom because he knew they wouldn't check his right thigh because he was left-handed. It was a plan that the Father gave him. And he brought the present unto Eglon, the king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret evident unto you, O king. And he said, keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. So it was just Ehud and the king, just the way the Father wanted it. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in the summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from the Father unto you. And he rose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Then Ehud went forth through the porch and shut the doors of the parlor upon him and locked them. And when he was gone out, the servants probably thought he was sleeping and just waited a while. Hallelujah. But went in and found him dead. In verse 26, Ehud escaped while they tarried and passed beyond the quarries and escaped into Zeraoth. Man, look how the Father used somebody that people least expect to be a deliverer. Hallelujah. And he could use you. He's using me right now. despite my past, he's using me. Despite your past, he wants to use you. Hallelujah. And he wants to start today. See, because it's all about him. As long as you turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, no telling how he could use you. He could change so many people's lives through you if you just be obedient to his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a high priest named Zadok, descended from Aaron, and he just stuck by David and was faithful to David when David was running from Absalom, his son. And he got blessed. He was the one that anointed Solomon to be king. And then Solomon hired him as the high priest. He was faithful. And if you're faithful, the Father wants to use you. You've been faithful over a few, he wants to make you rule over many. But it's all about him. It's not about you. It's not about your capabilities or what you can do, or your abilities. It's all about him, what he can do through you. Like Gideon. He called Gideon a mighty man of valor when Gideon was hiding from the enemy. He just wants to use you. But let's go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out there right now. I send the word of healing and deliverance. Receive your miracle right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Whether it's a job, whether it's a house. Just receive your miracle right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I want to tell you some more about a ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. I have a website called henrywalker.org, and there's about 250 prophetic messages on there, and just click on messages. I've also written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast of Yeshua, how Yeshua fulfilled every one of those feasts, with the exception of three, which he will fulfill. And my book, Noon, talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and how the things that he did in the Word on those months, he wants to repeat. And we need to know when those months begins and ends. Hallelujah. And on my website, henrywalker.org, there's a biblical calendar page which you can click on. And I'll share when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. And on the top left of that page, you can click on Hebrew calendar. Just when you get in there, make sure that you understand that the day according to the Father starts, and on Hebrew calendar, starts at 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. And not only that, you have to make sure that it's checked off, show all Hebrew dates, and you see the Hebrew date on the Gregorian calendar. And so you can be equipped. Hallelujah. And also, there's different hours of the day that the Father mentions in the Word. He does certain things in certain hours of the day, and he wants to repeat them. There's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows so tremendously, and more than any other hour. And so, the third book I've gotten written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. We just want to get them to you at our course, which is $5 each. Or if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Again, call 772-801-3677. We'll send them out to you. Hallelujah. And don't forget that if you miss this broadcast at 7:15 in the morning, it's also heard at 7:15 at night. Hallelujah. And to my friends in the Bahamas, if you need prayer, just go to my website and click on contact and email me your name and your phone number, and I'll call you back and pray for you so you don't have to pay for the call. But just make sure you turn your flesh over to the Father. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh, conform you to the image of Yeshua, and I'll be happy to pray for you. Hallelujah. And remember the next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is your Father in you than he does in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Canner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8255. 8686.
Godfrey Electric.